Halloween week continues on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yay!
Brooke actually just came into studio and went, woo, Starbucks!
Yeah. The blonde roast apparently has more caffeine.
Yeah, I guess so. It does.
Well,
yeah.
Brooke's about to get even more jittery because before we get into our spooky shock collar question, we need to talk candy.
Give her a heart attack over here.
A new poll found the average parent will steal 5 pieces of candy from their kids on Halloween night alone.
Oh, wow.
Only five? Is that because we're eating the stuff out of the bowl that we're supposed to be giving to the other trick-or-treaters?
I figured you're going
to
have this reaction.
Okay.
Yeah,
five.
I mean, seriously.
Brooke's not just stealing from her own kids either. She's stealing from the other children.
Yeah. I like trade out. I give them the crappy stuff from my house.
Yeah.
And I take their good stuff. Yeah.
Hey, I'll give you this if you give me one of those.
Dude, kids don't like Almond Joys. I will take them all.
Oh, those are
good.
Okay.
No, really
if you want in on more of that candy action, you better be quick about it because 25% of kids say they're going to eat all of their candy by November 2nd.
Mm.
We're setting a date.
See, the candy fairy comes to our house.
Oh.
Yeah, the candy fairy comes and they put out their uneaten candy like a week after Halloween. Mm. And the more uneaten candy they have, the bigger the prize the candy fairy leaves.
Is this something that is like a common thing?
I think the candy fairy's starting to come to other people's homes too.
Okay.
Really?
I mean,
it's not just us. Candy fairy's starting to be a thing. She's starting to visit
places.
The diabetes
fairy came to my house.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed to see the candy fairy. Diabetes fairy's fighting off the candy
fairy. I hope she gave you some free insulin. That stuff's expensive.
Yeah. Hoping so too. Healthcare isn't very
helpful. There's some other important stats here. 82% of adults who answer their door in costume are sad and lonely should be kept away from children.
That's not true.
Only 6% of adults who say, "Oh, what an adorable princess," actually believe that kid is really adorable. And finally, 54% of trick-or-treaters who find razor blades in their Snickers are little brats who actually deserve it.
Oh, so.
There's some good news for your trick-or-treating.
Wow. Checks out.
Yeah.
All checks out.
That's a crazy survey.
More good news. It's time for your shock collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished by getting shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
Oh, my gosh. Brooke, Mummy of the Year Fox.
Mummy.
I'm still proud.
All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
An estimated total of 4,900 Halloween-related injuries happen throughout the country every year.
Whoa.
Okay.
The most occur on Halloween night while dealing with cars and walking in the dark.
Yeah.
But many happen before the actual trick-or-treat day.
Mm.
You need to tell me the top four main causes of October injuries before Halloween begins in no particular order.
Number one is easy.
Yeah, it's carving pumpkins.
Oh.
What?
I was going to say Brooke biting or pushing children to get their candy.
No, I mean, the first one is definitely carving pumpkins.
Okay,
I mean, your knife, you cut yourself,
Okay. Absolutely.
That is easy.
Pretty dangerous.
And some of them are really hard to get into, so
They're really going
at it.
I actually saw a video online the other day, which I think is going to help me here, of a guy who was trying to put up Halloween
decorations.
Yeah. Some people go all out and they go on the roof like Christmas time.
Fell off the ladder. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
You know,
I mean,
the only thing reason why that may not be on the list is because not everybody goes that extreme for decorations.
Yeah, but
you
I still
be
think.
Up on the roof.
It's a comp. No, you just have to be on a ladder. I mean, you literally could be 2 steps on a step stool and fall.
In your
and
house,
yourself.
You could be hanging stuff up inside and fall.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
It doesn't have to be high up. You can get caught in like those spider webs and be stuck in there for weeks.
Weeks.
They get really tangled.
Man, these are really authentic. Shouldn't have bought them.
Okay, so I know for sure I'm locking in carving pumpkins and falling while putting up decorations.
Yeah, that's good.
What about cooking? Halloween cookies or making your own candy, your own brownies to hand out. You know?
I don't think people hand out their homemade brownies.
Oh, you're supposed to do that?
That's so. On April 20th.
Hey, let's get the question one more time.
Out of the 4,900 annual Halloween injuries, many occur before October 31st. And I need the top four. But before I do, what is that bobbing from the bucket?
What?
It's a golden apple guess.
Oh, yay! Spooky.
Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if it's on there.
Oh.
Okay. The other one that I was thinking of that I may ask for my golden guess is something to do with costumes, right? Like you're trying on your costume.
A malfunction.
And you trip and fall because you can't see.
Brooke literally had a costume one year that was just a bunch of loose coat hangers sticking out. I think you were trying to be a photo booth.
It was curtain rods that were sticking out from my head.
Oh, they were rods.
That's so dangerous.
It was still very sharp and like sticking out everywhere.
She was smacking people when she turned around.
I'm going to say you get injured making your costume, DIYing your costume, you injure yourself.
Costume-related injuries are on the list.
Hey, yes, Brooke, good job.
All right.
So we just really need one more if you already like
the last one.
What about a pumpkin patch? I mean, I know I said carving your pumpkin, but what if you're at a, I mean, those are hilly, you roll your
ankles. I had to pick up a huge pumpkin this year, and I thought I was going to
throw your back out. Maybe you hurt yourself from picking up a pumpkin.
We posted those pictures of me at the pumpkin patch on our Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram, and people were impressed at me holding the big one.
I was too, actually.
Were you?
What about putting the pumpkin on your head?
Oh.
A lot of people try and do that as a joke, and then
very
it gets
popular.
Stuck.
I mean.
But I actually think from that idea, Jeffrey, I would go haunted houses. Like running through a haunted house and tripping and falling.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Okay.
I'm going to go, Jake, I'm going to go carving a pumpkin, putting up decorations. Mm-hmm. Injuring yourself while making your costume. And then the fourth one I'm going to say is...
pushing kids down for candy.
Okay, true. I'm going to go injuring yourself inside a haunted house.
Ooh.
About 4,900 Halloween injuries happen every year. And while most occur during trick-or-treating, many occur before October 31st. And you had to name the top four. Thanks to your golden apple guess, number three on the list was costume lacerations.
Yay!
22% of people suffered from that. That's getting hurt while opening the bag or hurt yourself with part of the costume, like biting your tongue with your vampire teeth. You needed to find three more. You said carving pumpkins. That was number one on the list.
Yeah!
41% of people injured themselves doing that.
Okay.
You said falling while putting up decorations. That was... on the list.
Yay!
All right, 32%.
Oh.
Finally, you said injuring yourself while running through a haunted house.
Here it is.
And that was not on the list.
Was it pumpkin patch?
Number four, 5% of people get injured due to allergic reactions or rashes from costumes or candy.
Makeup or something.
Or like you peanuts.
But I would think that would be the night, not before, but okay. Let's
You're right. You're trying it on and you have a reaction.
Didn't get all of them, so Brooke, you're going to get shocked. And somebody wanted to hear Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Yeah.
On the highway to hell.
Brooke has now had coffee, she's had some candy, and she's been electrocuted this morning, so she is rearing to go.
Yo! Hitting out right now.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.